preach these in 20 minutes, but I just want to give you a few things from my heart. Amen. Just try to be a help to you. You know, our whole ministry, my whole life's been about trying to be an encouragement to God's people, because we're living in discouraging days. We're living in days where I think about my church this past Wednesday night. I had so many of my church members stand up on Wednesday night and say, "Preacher, I'm so discouraged. Preacher, I'm so depressed. I got so much going on in my life." And boy, I'm glad we can get help from God's Word. Amen. Boy, I'm glad we can get in His Word. He helps me every time, thank God, I get in His Word. Hallelujah. Because this is how He speaks to us in this day and time. And I'm thankful, thank God, He'll speak to us. Thank God for His sweet voice. Hallelujah. Those times when you lay in your bed at night. Hallelujah. I just want to say this. I'm going to read this in a minute. Those times when you lay in your bed at night and seem like everything's going wrong, everything's going haywire around the house or at church, and boy, God will just get up close to you. Hallelujah. And He'll just say something so sweet in your ear. Amen. He'll say, "Boy, I'm here. Amen. I've never left you, have I? And I'm not going to leave you now." Amen. Thank God we have a God that'll never leave us, that'll never forsake us. Amen. He's always there. Amen. My God, Muhammad can't do that. Amen. He's still got a grave over there, man. He's still in that grave. Thank God Buddha's still in his grave. Jesus is alive. Amen. I'm glad I know who I'm serving. Anyway, 1 Peter chapter 2, I'm going to read the first 5 verses. The Bible says, "Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word, that they may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious." Amen. Hallelujah. If you've never tasted of Him, you need to. Thank God for Him this morning. Amen. "To whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ." Father, thank you, God, for the good morning that you've already given us. God, you've done something for me this morning I couldn't do for myself. God, you got me up this morning. And I want to thank you, God, for another day. Thank you for saving my soul. God, I love you today. Thank you for this meeting. God, bless the furtherance of it. Fill me, God, with the power of the Holy Ghost just for a few minutes, God. Just want to be a help. Just want to be an encouragement, God, in these moments. God bless. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I want to just give you a few marks of a spiritual church. There in verse 5, you see he says, "Ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house." Peter tells us that the best way to grow is to lay aside some things there in verse number 1. Laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and evil speakings. You got to put some things aside, amen. If you're going to live a spiritual life, if you're going to be a godly kind of person, you better put aside some things. And he also says to desire some new things, amen. Then taste the graciousness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Ain't He gracious today? Thank God for the grace of God. Amen. That's in our lives daily. Thank God the Bible says He does give more grace. Thank God I need it, don't you? If you don't want it, I'll take yours. Thank God we need His grace. Thank God. Tab said last night, we've experienced grace in our family over the last 5 or 10 years more than we've ever had in our lives. Thank God, if not for grace, I'd be in hell. If not for grace, I'd done been probably in jail a long time ago. But hallelujah, He saved me one day. He came by my way. Hallelujah. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Hallelujah. I'm not going to heaven on my works. I'm afraid I wouldn't get in. I'm not going to heaven on my money. I don't have none. I'm not going to heaven on my good looks. I don't look all that good. I'm going to heaven, thank God, on the grace of God. Hallelujah. Ain't you thankful for His grace? First mark I want to mention this morning about a spiritual church is it's got to be prayer. Amen. It's got to be prayer. And you go back to the first church in Acts chapter number 1. And boy, what a model church, hallelujah, to read after. Acts chapter 1 verse 14. These folks met every day. Now that would about drive us crazy, wouldn't it? I mean, we come a few days up here to camp meeting, and we act like we're tired and wore out, and we are in body. But these folks met every day. They gave all they had to come to the house of God and worship Him. Hallelujah. Verse 14 says this. These all continued with one accord in prayer. Hallelujah. And supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Joseph, with his brethren. I was preaching this past Sunday, been preaching through the book of Revelation, and I got to read this verse because it helped us so much back at the church in Revelation chapter number 5. Revelation chapter number 5, verse 8. And when he had taken the book, at the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors or incense, which are the prayers of the saints. Hallelujah. He's got our prayers bottled up. Amen. Just keep praying. Don't give up praying. Hallelujah. Just keep giving it to God. Amen. Because He's bottling up in prayers. Oh, you give me some water, man. I'll get dry as cotton here in a minute. Man, there's so many folks got burdens and they can't pray about something for a little while. And they don't see God doing anything in their life. They feel like God's nowhere. Amen, but He's hearing you. Just keep praying, amen. Just keep believing. Keep praying those prayers to heaven. God's hearing them. He's bottling them up. Amen. Ain't you thankful for a God who does hear and He does answer prayer. Hallelujah. I thank God for the prayers that He's answered in my life. Amen. I prayed for a long time, boys. You boys know. It was years ago, man. I was battling, trying to find the will of God. Trying to find a place where I could be. Boy, I was discouraged, man. I was singing. I was in the ministry trying to do what God wanted me to do. And I just felt like I was missing something. I felt like, man, there was something else God wanted me to do. I had no idea He was going to do what He's getting ready to do. But thank God He put me in a church down there in South Carolina. Hallelujah. Well, them folks loved me and I loved them. Hallelujah. Thank God for the prayers that God answers. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I appreciate the prayers of my parents. Well, what a godly mom and daddy I've always had. I don't take that for granted, Brother Sean. Amen. I never forget. I know God won't get me in these points, preach. That'll be all right. I'll just hush and sit down here in a minute. But I never forget when I was a boy. I was about 17, 18, 19 years old, somewhere in that range. And you know, as teenagers, we know it all. You teenagers know that, right? Y'all do know it all, right? Amen. Boy, I had it all figured out, Brother Kidman. I mean, I was doing my own thing. You know, I got to a certain age, you know, where I could come in when I wanted to, do what I wanted to, go out to whoever I wanted to go out with. I'll never forget, I come home one night. It was real late, way past time for me to be home. And I've walked in the house that night. My brother Stephen, who writes our songs, he's not with us. He was sitting on the couch, and I heard somebody hollering and moaning and groaning. And I thought, my God, Steve, somebody died, son. What in the world's going on around here? Come on. He said, no, Joel. He said, for the last 30 minutes, Daddy's been in there praying. He said, I've heard your name about 4 or 5 times. Boy, the Holy Ghost struck a chord in me that day. He said, boy, you got a daddy in there who loves you so much. He's praying for you, boy. You got a mama who loves you, who's praying for you. More important than that, you got a father in heaven who loves you more than anything. Amen. Get in God's will. Get with God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. We'll just keep praying. Man, don't give up praying. If you got wayward children, keep praying. You got a wayward spouse, keep praying. Hallelujah. You got problems now at the church, just keep praying. Amen. God's bottling up them tears. Hallelujah. He's bottling up them prayers. Thank God. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, to pray without ceasing. That's being in the attitude of prayer. All the time praying. Going up and down the road. Man, cut that radio off and have some time with God. Amen. Some people need to cut their radio off anyway, listen to the wrong music. I don't want to get on all that. We don't want to get on all that. Amen. I just love those times. Brother Sidney knows what I'm talking about. Me and him both has worked with my Uncle David back home. He's got a barrel business. And we got to go pick up barrels. And sometimes, Sidney knows, man, we got to drive 100. Takes one trip we go home. It's about 170 miles one way. I love those moments, Brother Sean. I know Brother Sidney knows what I'm talking about. You get in that truck. And the radio don't work anyway. And you're getting out for 170 miles, just you and God. Oh, my goodness. Boy, God, get up in that truck, man. We've talked about it before. Thank God, we'll just have a little meeting right there, just me and God. Thank God for the times we can get along with Him. He's always a very present help in the time of need. Hallelujah. He'll help you, Brother Jeff. Son, He ain't going to leave us to ourselves. Thank God for the prayers. They were all in one accord back there. I ain't talking about a vehicle either. They was all in one accord. It was all together. Well, wouldn't it be something if we get Baptist folks all together? Wouldn't that be something? When I think back home, man, if we just all pull together there at Northside, and that preacher last night, he had me. Boy, he's talking about he'll have 141 Sunday. Next week he might have 70 or 80. That seems like to be the case down there where I'm at. We'll have so many one week, be down the next week. Can you imagine if all of us got together, hallelujah, and be in one accord, one mind toward God? What a spiritual church we'd have. Amen. They were in one accord. They were prevailing in prayer. Prevailing. That word means to triumph. To succeed. How many of y'all want to be successful? Everybody does. I ain't talking about success as the world sees it. I ain't talking about the success as Hollywood sees it. I'm talking about success as God sees it. And we're prevailing. That means to urge successfully. To be frequent. How's your prayer life? Where are you with God in your prayer life? Do you take some time every day and spend alone with God? Those are the best moments of my day. That's the best time of the day for me. When I get alone with God and I'm frequent with it, I continue in it. Amen. It ain't something you do for a few days and you get over it. Praise God. Or you use prayer like some folks do only when they need it the most. Thank God prayer ought to be a daily thing. It ought to be frequent with all of us. Hallelujah. To continue in. I'm going to give you one more. I ain't going to get these preached. I'm talking about spiritual marks of a church. That's what he said there in verse 5. You also as a lively stones are built up a spiritual house. Our churches, a lot of our churches back home and probably even up here, they've gone this other way. Amen. I don't want to go that other way. Amen. That's all just a form of godliness.
Amen.
They deny the power. It's just a form. I want a spiritual church. I was raised under a man of God, hallelujah, that preached God's word week after week after week. Hallelujah. I'm thankful for that. Amen. I didn't have no man get up there and preach one thing and live another. Do you hear me? I like preachers to preach and then they live what they're preaching. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something. If anybody knows how you're living, it's your children. Well, my oldest daughter helped me the other day, Sean. Boy, I can't hardly say this without crying. She's 15 years old, was in the car going down the road the other day. She was talking about boys. I don't like that conversation about boys. She's got this boy at the church. She knows she's going to marry him. And he's pretty much tuned in on that too, you know. You know, I just flash my gun at him sometime and be like, hey, boy. You know. I got your number. I got your number, amen. She helped me the other day, man. Was in the car going down the road. Was just talking about life in general. Talking about things in general. And she looked at me. She said, Daddy, you've always been such a good example to us. She said, I've always looked at you and you've been such a good Christian dad. And I appreciate that, Daddy. Man, I couldn't hardly drive down the road. God had me so tore up that day. Hallelujah. Because our kids know how we live. Amen. They know. They know if you're fake or not. Amen. Anyway, I won't give you this. And I've done preached too long already. I knew God would do this when I got up here. Oh God, not only prayer is a spiritual mark, but we gotta have fellowship, folks. Amen. My daddy's always said if he ever quits preaching or retires one day, he's going into full-time fellowship. I like that, don't you? We gotta have that. We gotta have that fellowship. Fellowship binds us together, amen. It ties us together. We need more of that, hallelujah. Instead of these cliques and these clans that we got in some churches, this group over here won't talk to this group. And that group over there won't talk to that group, amen. Get over all that. Get together, hallelujah, and bind yourself together in good godly fellowship. Hallelujah. I like it. That's why we have as many meals around my church as possible. You can tell. Probably have too many meals. And I tell my folks, it'd be good if you'd get around the table and have fellowship. Amen. Fellowship creates love. Well, you really get to know somebody. Amen. That's how I've got to know him, amen. I fellowship with him. Amen. I know he loves me because I've had fellowship with him. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. See, that fellowship can be severed if you ain't careful. See, this right here trumps it with me, and I'm done. I'm just going to close with this. I ain't going to need me getting into all that. I got 4 or 5 more points, but we ain't going to get to it. Amen. This thing about fellowship. You know, these folks that say you can lose your salvation and eternal security and all that stuff. Thank God we believe that, don't we?
Amen.
Well, I had one of them rascals say that to me one day. I said, well, I agree that you can break fellowship. You can break fellowship. I mean, but the relationship you can't sever. I said, let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Say I got puffed up at my daddy back there years ago. And I flew off to China. I said, I'm done. I'm done. I don't want to hear no more from him. I'm done. I could fly all the way to China and break fellowship with him, couldn't I? Is that right? I could break fellowship with him. But am I still his son? Huh? There's nothing can take away the fact that I'm that man's son sitting right back there. When I got saved by God's grace, hallelujah, and God saved me, glory to God, Oh my! We entered into a relationship. Hallelujah. That can't be severed. Amen. No matter how far I go one direction or give up on God. Amen. His relationship will always be right there with me. Amen. I can remember men talking about, I think it was Dr. McAbee. He's always been my mentor, he and my dad. Talking about going off to the Navy trying to get away from God. He said, man, I went to the Navy trying to get away. Might have been you too, Sidney, telling me that one time. He's talking about trying to get away from God. He said, man, if I can get to the Navy and get overseas somewhere, man, I'll be done with all that. He said, man, when he got over there and pulled up, wherever it was, they went overseas. He got off the ship, and God was standing there waiting on him. Hallelujah. Thank God we have a God. Amen. And I'm glad I'm in relationship with Him. How can you be married and not know it? My wife, she's still over in the bed, I guess. But I've been married to that woman 21 years. Amen. How can you be married and not know it? I promise you, she takes a frying pan upside your head, you'll know it. Amen. Thank God I'm in relationship with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hey, are you glad you saved today? Hey, are you really glad? Thank God that you're going to heaven one day. Amen. It don't matter what happens with Ebola. It don't matter what happens with ISIS. Thank God my eyes are on another land. Hallelujah. And I'm a going that way. Amen. I'm done.
Thank you, Brother Joel. That was about 10 minutes, wasn't it? Toward about 18 minutes. Amen. Amen. Hey, if he hadn't have gone that far, we wouldn't have got all that preach out at the end, man. Thank God he didn't go, but just he didn't stay at 5 minutes. Amen. Amen. Brother Andrew, is that your name, son? I want you to get a song on your heart. Here in a minute, I'm going to want you to come sing to us. Amen.